Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day, maybe, just maybe, for some sanity on some crucial public issues. President Biden is supposed to be delivering a dose of sanity. At least that's what his handlers say is going to be happening. He's going to be speaking soon about his new package to try to curb the huge rise in crime, which is terrifying Americans, I think rightly, and is greatly, should be, public session number one, public focus and agenda item number one. We will get to that. We'll get to an issue of crime and public safety and the complete collapse of society as we know it. Right here in the city of Seattle, we'll be speaking with a Metropolitan King County Council member, Reagan Dunn, who's by common consent probably the most sensible and conservative member of the King County Council. He's talking about closing down City Hall Park. Why? Well, because it's become unsafe for people to even work in the courthouse, which is right nearby. My wife was actually on a jury in that courthouse, and this is before it got as bad as it is now, and it was bad then. It's just unsafe. People have closed an entrance to the courthouse. There was a murder last week. It is a devastatingly bad situation. We'll be speaking with Councilmember Reagan Dunn coming up. We'll also be talking with John Bolton about another source of danger. Joe Biden is determined to restructure and re-enter the nuclear agreement with Iran. Is that a dangerous fantasy, or is it a move in the direction of peace and understanding? I think you can probably guess which side the former National Security Director, Reagan Dunn, will take on that issue. And then we'll also be talking about free money. Everybody loves free money, right? And the government is sending out a bunch of it. There's a devastating piece about the destructive impact of the government sending everybody free money. It's from John Doerr, who is the new head of the American Enterprise Institute, and he has written a terrific piece on that regard for the Wall Street Journal. 1-800-955-1776. And oh yeah, there's also a great big Supreme Court case that went differently than you might expect. And again, here you had almost unanimous court. It was an 8-1 decision in favor of the foul-mouthed cheerleader. Well, it wasn't really her mouth. It was an Instagram message she had sent out. Should she be held responsible for an Instagram message that she broadcast? Should that impact her status at school? We will get into that issue as well. First up, the leading story in mainstream media, and certainly the Democrats believe this is the most important story in the country, and there are a lot of Republicans who tend to agree with them. And I think they're all wrong, and they're all crazy. It's not an important issue. It's not an issue that's going to impact people's lives. Does anybody out there, and if you do, I want to give you a chance to explain it. 1-800-955-1776. What I'm asking about is, who really believes that right now democracy is under threat because the Democratic so-called voting rights bill, it is a complete voting restructuring bill. It's actually a rigged bill that attempts to completely restructure the way we run elections so it will always function in favor of Democrats. And it ended up being blocked because it was a 50-50 vote. And why is it that they couldn't just call in Kamala? Let's call Kamala. Come on, Kamala. We need you over here. Just cast your vote. You're vote number 51. You put us over the top. It doesn't work that way. because we have something called a filibuster. This is a very good example of what the Democrats are threatening to change. When the Senate is tied, they are not allowing a huge, sweeping 800-page bill that does all kinds of things to restructure our elections. The one that I find most obnoxious is it would use taxpayer money as welfare for politicians. It would allow the federal government to force citizens to fund lawn signs for candidates and other expenses they have in congressional campaigns. It's an outrageous and awful bill, and the bill really is a threat, it seems to me, to fair elections. But does anyone really believe what Chuck Schumer said, the way Kamala Harris, the vice president, announced the vote in the Senate chamber? Does this sound reasonable and accurate to you? This is clip number 13. Listen.
On this vote, the yeas are 50, the nays are 50. Three-fifths of the senators duly chosen and sworn not having voted in the affirmative, the motion is not agreed to.
Madam President.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Madam President, I want to be clear about what just happened on the Senate floor. Every single Senate Republican just voted against starting debate on legislation to protect Americans' voting rights.
Okay, is that really what's involved here? Well, that's what all the headlines say in the New York Times, the Washington Post, Associated Press. The New York Times headline says GOP blockade in Senate thwarts voting rights bill. It's not a voting rights bill. It's a voting restructuring bill, a voting re-regulating bill. It says, Chuck Schumer said, in the fight for voting rights, this vote was the starting gun, not the finish line. We will not let it go. We will not let it die. This voter suppression cannot stand. How is it voter suppression? And again, that has nothing to do with their bill. What their bill would do would be to overturn the decisions made by various legislatures, including a new decision that will be made by the Texas legislature, which is being called back into session. The basic question here is who gets to make the rules about elections, where you happen to live? Who gets to make the rules about the way we run elections in Washington State? Is it going to be Washington, D.C. or Washington State? Most people, I think, instinctively, including Democrats, would say, no, make the votes here, make the rules here in Washington State. Make the rules over there in Arkansas, wherever it happens to be. Bring it closer to the people. Isn't that what democracy is about? I mean, this is unbelievable stuff. There is even, a statement by Yamiche Alcindor that is just extraordinary. Listen to this. It's on PBS. She was on MSNBC. She reports for PBS. This is clip number one.
What is American democracy and who should have access to it? This is fundamentally going to be a debate cast in talking to activists and talking to White House officials. This is going to be a debate about whether or not we want America to be the place that the founders, flawed as they may have been, the founders wanted it to be, which is a place where people could vote and people could have access to who were the elected officials. When I talk to the activists and civil rights leaders, they tell me that not only, of course, are they going to continue to put pressure on lawmakers to put in bills and to try to push back on this filibuster issue and to try to get the For the People Act passed. I've been talking to officials who say two other things really need to happen. The first is that the DOJ needs to start taking action to try to figure out whether or not there are ways to stop these state legislatures and these states from trying to take away voting access from Americans. The second thing they tell me is that they want to see now President Biden accelerate nominating judges because they see that as the first line of defense against a lot of these laws. So we're entering a phase now that, of course, is going to be about this procedural rule. President Biden has called it at one point a relic of Jim Crow. But we're also going to really enter into this post-1/6 world where we really have to ask ourselves whether or not democracy will be protected.
democracy will be protected. Is that really the issue? We'll get to that. First up, what about democracy in City Hall Park, allowing the people to make it safe? We'll get to that coming right up.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of My Pillow. Here to tell you about my Giza Dream bed sheets. I made sure that they would be everything you'd ever want in a sheet set. I started with the world's finest cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all meet. The long staple cotton makes my Giza Dream sheets ultra soft and durable. They come with extra wide pillowcases to fit over any pillow and extra deep pockets to fit over any mattress. Not only that, they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. I personally guarantee that they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
That's two for one low price, plus free shipping. Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials.
I've had several knee injuries on my left knee, and so over time, stiffness set in with a great deal of pain. So I went ahead and ordered the starter packet, and after about 2 weeks, I started noticing results, and after they were gone and I reordered, let's say 6 weeks in, my pain was virtually gone, but the big bonus was that the stiffness was also virtually gone, and so therefore my problem with my left hip also went away. I'm very happy I decided to try it and will continue to use it.
You can get a 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day. What a good investment. Nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. You can go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor. That's michaelmedved.com, banner for Relief Factor, or call 833 toll free 654-PAIN, 833-654-PAIN.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
On the Michael Medved Show, very pleased to welcome to the show an old friend, Reagan Dunn, who is a member of the Metropolitan King County Council, representing the 9th District of King County, Washington. And I was thinking about your action, Reagan, which I think is so important, in the context of a classic movie from 1958 called God's Little Acre.
Okay. Right.
This is not an acre. It's City Hall Park. It's a half acre. And it's Hell's Little Acre. Can you give folks a little summary of what's going on in City Hall Park for those who haven't had the nightmarish experience of walking through it or trying to walk through it?
Yeah, well, City Hall Park is right next to the King County Courthouse, which is King County, one of the largest counties in the country that includes Seattle and 38 other cities. The half acre park is basically a war zone. It is almost, but not quite, CHOP. It is CHOP without the name. It is completely filled with tents. My window looks out over part of it, and, you know, drug deals every day, assaults pretty much every day, 2 to 5 assaults per week reported alone by our county employees. One of our county employees came out 5 days ago from work in the evening, and there was a dead body on the street. Someone had been tragically stabbed. A dog was kicked to death earlier this month. So it is the worst example of we love our criminals and homeless to death in Seattle that you could possibly imagine. And unfortunately, it points to a worse future for the city of Seattle if we don't change our policies as a community.
Okay, talking about changing policies, before we get to a sane policy, there was a decision by the city council on Monday to spend $7.5 million, a new $7.5 million appropriation to address homelessness in City Hall Park. Now, assuming that there might be about 100 homeless people in City Hall Park, the way I figured that comes to about $75,000 per homeless person that the city wants to spend. Couldn't
they
do something better with that?
No, of course. Money is not the problem. I mean, the King County Council voted 8-1. I was the one to raise taxes $400 million in King County to buy more hotels and apartments in the suburbs to spread Seattle's failed homeless policies. If you add that money to existing local city and also county expenditures, we surpass any other city in America in terms of the aggregate per capita investment on homeless. And yet, if you look at the statistics, it's New York, Los Angeles, and Seattle. And per capita, we have the highest homeless population, at least arguably, of any city in the United States. So more money does not solve the problem. The evidence of failed policies is all around us. As I walk to my office, literally wading my way through tents to get into it, it is not the right set of policies and hasn't worked and it won't work.
Okay, so what will work better? Talk about the idea of condemning City Hall Park, which I think is a brilliant concept. Go ahead.
Thanks. I got it the other day as I was driving past it. I'm like, you know what? We've got to take extraordinary measures. So state law here provides, in the U.S. Constitution and the Fifth Amendment provide, that you can provide, you can take property, but you've got to provide just compensation. And that has been extended by the courts. And the statute here in this case that municipalities and local governments can condemn property from one to the other for a variety of reasons, like sewer easements, for example. But also if there is a nuisance or if there is a danger or threat to the community posed by that. The classic example is, you know, a drug house, a crack house of some kind, you know, some kind of serious problem to health, the city might condemn that. In this case, which is why I think it's interesting, is that we are using condemnation rights between municipalities in that circumstance. And so we're saying, Seattle, you are acting like a super bad drug house landlord here, and we are going to use our statutory and common law rights to condemn that property and use it for a better use. And my grandfather practiced law in the Smith Tower, walked across the street into the courthouse at a time when the courthouse entrance faced directly south. It was a beautiful park then. We can turn it back into a park, maybe add a little pavilion, and make it safe.
So what happens? How do you make it safe? Because clearly a lot of these folks, they consider this their territory, and they even attack people very regularly at random who are walking past or trying to walk through. What do you do about that?
Well, it's the people's courthouse. It isn't the thugs' courthouse. And I represent 9 cities out here that include a lot of folks that every day need to go down to that courthouse for juries or to get a marriage license or pay their car tabs. And so we have to turn that around. Obviously, throwing money at free housing for people isn't helping. We know that 45% of all people in Seattle who are homeless have been here 4 years or less. It's a lot higher than that, actually. So all this money is attracting a steady stream of homeless people here. We need to focus on the underlying causes to homelessness. What are those? Well, they're things like drug and alcohol treatment programs. Because we know a third of the people that die on the street die from those overdoses. We know a lot more are addicted than that. We need to focus on things like job training programs. We need to focus on mental health treatment and stop being scared to talk about the problem and provide medication. And then there's that fourth component of housing. We need to do some of that as well. But we have a problem here in that, you know, we have so many new people coming in, homelessness, and I've talked to a few. They're taking advantage of the benefits, that it is becoming a real problem for the citizens here in King County, and we've got to change our policies moving forward.
Isn't it already illegal for people to set up tents and campsites in City Hall Park right next to the county courthouse?
That's exactly. It is. And one of the things that if you talk to anybody or you poll this issue, the number one thing that the public will tell you is enforce the laws. You don't have to really create new laws. Enforce the existing laws and codes that you have that include things like, you know, camping and parking and right-of-ways and things like, for example, dealing drugs openly, things like, for example, assaulting people on the street. If we didn't, as a city, and I don't work for Seattle, that's another council, but they've cut over 250 officers in the Defund the Police movement. King County has cut 35% of its force over the years to make up for lavish spending in other areas. And so the enforcement activity that is out here is very little, and there's nothing to push it down on the crime side. And unfortunately, with pandemic and the wave that is coming in summer, I worry it's going to get a lot worse.
Last question. Any support that you've received so far from your fellow members of the council?
Yeah, I actually had two Democrats email me today and say they are interested in the proposal and want to talk to me more about it. And so, those are two liberal Democrats. So I have three Republicans on the council. I just need five to get a majority. So I'm going to work this issue as hard as I can. And at the very least, Scott's already got the attention of the mayor. Hopefully they'll make that community there safe, because it is not today.
And I wouldn't even give the grace of calling what's going on in City Hall Park a community. I mean, the story about assaulting a challenged older gentleman and then kicking his dog to death. There's stuff here that is incredibly ugly. But fortunately, Reagan Dunn is there to try to clean it up. You'll find information about his proposal and what he's trying to do posted at our website at michaelmedved.com. Reagan, wish you Godspeed, member of the Metropolitan King County Council. We will be right back on the Medved Show.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The CDC is finding a likely association between a rare heart condition in younger people, mostly after they've received their second COVID shot, particularly for men under age 30. Data published by the health agency shows there's been more than 1,200 cases of myocarditis in young people who've received Pfizer's or Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine. They found most cases occur within 1 week after the second dose of the vaccine, with chest pain as the most common side effect. Amid criticism from Democrats and some Republicans, Vice President Harris set to visit the southern border in El Paso, Texas on Friday. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki saying Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas will join the Vice President. Harris's trip precedes a scheduled border visit from former President Donald Trump. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Michael Medved Show, for those of you who may not be local listeners here in the Seattle area who are listening elsewhere, the person you just heard, the member of the King County Council who is definitely a force in state Republican politics, is Reagan Dunn. And so you don't have to ask. Yes, of course, he's named after the former president. His late mother, who we all miss, I think, was a former state Republican chairman and a member of U.S. Congress. She was in the leadership of the Newt Gingrich Congress. The late Jennifer Dunn was a great and exemplary public servant, and her son Reagan is following very much in that pattern. Okay, just to give you a little bit of background on this issue, and I know that not everybody who's listening is familiar with downtown Seattle. And in case you're not, downtown Seattle is really wonderful. It's beautiful. It's one of the things that attracted us here, what now is 25 years ago, believe it or not. But one of the things about downtown Seattle is the Old Town in Seattle, which is Pioneer Square area. That part of Seattle is very close to where City Hall is. There's a big, new, well-designed City Hall, and right next to City Hall is City Hall Park, which is also right next to the county courthouse and to all kinds of official government buildings. And it's all on a hilly landscape where you have a nice view of Elliott Bay. And what has happened there, it's just unbelievable. I mean, honest to goodness, the worst parts of the most distressed and depressed cities in the country. And okay, you can name them in your own imagination. They're not Seattle. They're not cities that are economically dynamic. The conditions are appalling. You're talking about half an acre, as we mentioned. And here's the way that the Seattle Times, and Seattle Times, now, we're not talking about a conservative publication. Seattle Times writes, the fatal stabbing of a 31-year-old Bradley Araby last week at Seattle City Hall Park, located immediately south of the King County Courthouse, was the final straw for Reagan Dunn. On Tuesday, the Metropolitan King County Council member introduced legislation to condemn the city-owned park, which is the site of a large homeless encampment, as a public safety hazard or a nuisance property. It is certainly both of those things. Under Dunn's proposal, King County would acquire the park from the city of Seattle and then request that Executive Dow Constantine relocate the park's current residents to transitional or permanent housing, provide additional security, and fix extensive damage done to the park as a means to abate health and public safety concerns. The proposal would also direct the King County to explore future uses for the park as an enclosed meeting and event space that would become part of the courthouse campus. Dunn has requested an update to the council on the condemnation process before September 1st. Quote, the city of Seattle has no one to blame except for themselves for failing to abate the nuisance and keep that area safe, Dunn said in an interview with the Seattle Times. They've opened the door to condemnation action by the county government. People have the right to a safe county courthouse, you think? And we shouldn't have to fight this hard for it. The courthouse belongs to the county, and taking over City Hall Park would allow it to be policed by the King County Sheriff's Office instead of Seattle Police. The little-used state law would require the county to pay for the city fair value for the property. And Dunn's own staff, has expressed fears for their personal safety when entering or leaving the courthouse. When my wife was on a jury, she had been selected foreperson of the jury, I'm proud to say. I drove her back and forth during the days that they were hearing this particular case. And it was scary to leave my wife off in the midst of that. And that was years ago. It's gotten infinitely worse. On Monday, the city council committed $7.5 million to address homelessness in City Hall Park. I just do the math. Since March, the city's new HOPE team, which replaced the city's former team of police officers and outreach workers tasked with removing encampments, has worked with other service providers to refer 17 people living in the park and surrounding area to shelters. Okay, when you have 100 people living there, I guess finding a place for 17 is something. But with all of that money, think about how much you're spending per individual. Okay, there's more. And it's really worth concentrating on because it gives you a sense of what you're actually dealing with here. It's pretty full of tents and people, and park residents are increasingly hostile to anyone walking through the park. That's what a Superior Court presiding judge, Jim Rogers, said. Judge Rogers said, it's unbelievable there, really. Several King County District Court employees quit their jobs after last week's homicide. And just this week, three prospective jurors notified court staff that they were refusing to serve on the juries, specifically citing the dangers of City Hall Park as the reason. Judge Rogers temporarily closed the courthouse's Third Avenue entrance in December 2019 after an attorney was repeatedly punched in the head and a Metro bus driver was socked in the face in an unprovoked street attack. The Seattle Times reported at the time, the assaults were indicative of the increasing incidents of harassment and street violence faced by county employees, jurors, witnesses, and other court visitors. Now, look, I understand conservatives are by nature suspicious of government, but that doesn't mean you go out and start pounding on people, which is what these homeless neighbors, these people experiencing homelessness, unsheltered people, are doing. Protesters, this is amazing, the protesters during the George Floyd protests smashed the courthouse's windows and glass-paneled revolving door on 3rd Avenue, and that's what Judge Rogers said. He said, though the glass has since been replaced, the 3rd Avenue entrance remains boarded up until funding is available to staff its reopening, with visitors still required to enter the courthouse on 4th Avenue. But violence and illegal activity in the park haven't improved, and if anything, it's getting worse, Judge Rogers said. He's seen people pile into porta-potties together for a little bit of whatever, and he was screamed at himself as he walked through the park last week with a TV camera crew. The park just needs to be closed, Judge Rogers said. Seattle Police Sergeant Randy Husarik, a department spokesperson, said police responded to 100 calls of service at City Hall Park just since April 13th, including assaults, robberies, warrant arrests, public disturbances, crisis calls, vehicle theft, and a possible missing person who lives in the park by herself. Let that sink in. And what is going on there? Then they have this wonderful and touching and inspiring story of this... stabbed to death. He got stabbed to death by another one of his neighbors. They were fighting over a knife that the stabber was carrying in his sock. We will get to that and what you do about it. And then another case in Denver about what happens when you commit a hate crime against a cop. We'll get to that and more coming up on the Medved Show. Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Drovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com and 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Even for Americans who've been successful in dodging the coronavirus so far, there's still a problem of pain. There are 100 million Americans who suffer from ongoing pain due to overexertion or exercise or just aging or the effects of everyday living, and Relief Factor can help. It helps exercise-related pain or general muscle aches and pains, and it certainly does for me. There are 4 key ingredients. Each one approaches the body's natural anti-inflammatory response function from different metabolic pathways. The 3-week quick start can show you how it works. It's just $19.95, 95 cents a day, less than a cup of coffee a day, much less for pain relief. Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain, the whole world to gain.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Michael Medved Show. We were just honoring the memory of President Reagan with his namesake, Reagan Dunn, member of King County Council. And coming up in just a couple of weeks, I'm going to be speaking at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library. And we're very pleased about the response we've had so far. It's free. Absolutely free. I'm doing a live broadcast. You can hear the live broadcast and then come participate in the lecture and exchange about God's hand on America. And it's the paperback release of my new book. But participation in the conversation and hearing the live broadcast is entirely free. You just have to sign up for it. Go to michaelmedved.com and click on the banner for the Reagan Library. Obviously, President Reagan himself, having survived that assassination attempt yesterday, we played you some of the unforgettable song stylings of his would-be assassin, John Hinckley Jr. And President Reagan felt profoundly that God had protected him for a purpose. And I believe with all my heart that God has protected and sustained the United States for the purpose of serving the world, so that you don't have a three-year-old. You don't have, she may be two, by the way, they're not sure. She doesn't know, they don't know who she is. But a little girl who, where they were told by people living in City Hall Park, had been living there all by herself. And just let that sink in. What level have we sunk to? That right next to City Hall, right next to a courthouse, you have this little helpless, innocent girl who could be two, who is just depending on people living in tents and shooting drugs and more to somehow sustain her. What do we have Child Protective Services for? What do we have a police department for? What do we have a city government for? In December, that's of last year, December 2020, a 62-year-old man was beaten so severely that a witness told Seattle police he was certain the man was dead. according to a first-degree assault charge filed against Abdallah A.J. Jama. Jama remains jailed in lieu of $500,000 bail. Earlier this month, Courtney Williams, a 29-year-old resident of City Hall Park, was charged with attempted first-degree theft and first-degree animal cruelty. Williams is accused of trying to steal a man's jacket, then kicking the man's 14-year-old Jack Russell Terrier named Alice so hard that Alice flew into the air and then fractured her skull on the concrete walkway. Alice died, and Williams remains jailed in lieu of $25,000 bail. Last week's homicide is the second criminal investigation since April involving a suspect named Michael Sendejo, who's 49, who was charged 2 days ago with second-degree murder in connection with the death of this victim, Araby, who had just arrived from Louisiana. Sendejo's lived in City Hall Park for about a year, was charged back in April with second-degree robbery and fourth-degree assault. In that case, he is accused of punching 65-year-old formerly homeless man in the face and stealing the man's camera because the man was photographing the tents inside City Hall Park. Sendejo was released from jail in early May, God knows why, after the Northwest Community Jail Fund posted his $5,000 bail for him. Then around 8 p.m. last Thursday, Seattle police responded to a report of a stabbing in City Hall Park, where they encountered Sendejo with a knife still in his hand. Araby, who apparently arrived in Seattle from Louisiana just a couple of weeks ago and was known as Louisiana by the park's residents, was the instigator of the fight with Sendejo, first demanding that Sendejo watch over Araby's belongings, then telling Sendejo to hand over the knife Sendejo kept tucked into his sock. Police say Sendejo told detectives that once he had control of Araby, he pulled out his knife and repeatedly stabbed him, ignoring Araby's pleas to spare his life, according to the charges. Remember, this is a guy who was just released in May because he was bailed out by a do-gooder fund that didn't know him or really anything about him. Women in Black, which holds regular vigils for homeless people who have died outdoors, will stand vigil for Araby and three others today, according to the Homeless Remembrance Project. Also being mourned is homicide victim Nessia McKendrick, 45, whose body was found May 30th near Interlochen Park in Seattle's Mount Lake neighborhood. And an unidentified man and woman who were found dead after a fire at a Mount Baker homeless encampment on June 14th. Just let this sink in, please. Because yesterday we had a number of questions and people saying, well, when I see somebody who needs help, I want to help them. I am trying to make the case to you, and I believe it is an unanswerable case, that allowing people, facilitating people, setting up camps in public parks, living on the street, continuing their drug habits, continuing degraded lives, is not helping them. May fill their belly, may fill their craving for booze or drugs temporarily, but it is leading them in the wrong direction. It is hurting them. People who will be kind when they need to be tough are going to end up being cruel when they ought to be kind. Tell you who deserves kindness, that 2-year-old or 3-year-old girl who they found in City Hall Park. And I'll tell you who else deserves kindness. Our police officers, all of them. All of them. Because they are basically the one thing holding civilization together at a time of stress and problems. A Dateline Denver, a police officer who was one of 3 people killed in a shooting at a suburban Denver shopping district, was ambushed by a suspect who expressed hatred toward police. Arvada police officer Gordon Beasley, was targeted because he was wearing an Arvada police uniform and a badge. So said police chief Link Strait at a news conference. Officer Beasley was ambushed by someone who expressed hatred of all police officers. We do have hate crime statutes. Is it appropriate to make police officers as a group, a protected status group? Seems to me that it is. Because what they are saying is that when you are attacking a police officer, and the motivation is the fact that he is a police officer, it's like attacking a black person because someone happens to be a black person, or attacking a Muslim person because someone happens to be a Muslim person. You are striking at more than an individual. You are striking at a whole class of people because of that class. And that class of people, police officers, who are in the targets, I mean, all the time, politically and socially and culturally and physically, with killings like this, they deserve as much protection and as much support as they can possibly get. That is my one hope from President Biden today, who was supposed to be announcing a five-point program to combat the surge in crime that is virtually nationwide right now. And let him recognize, please, that part of that surge in crime has to do with this negativity toward police and the failure to take police seriously. And by the way, the election in New York, the primary election, the likely winner, they haven't finished with a second-ranked voting, but it looks very likely that the winner of that election for the Democratic nomination will be running against Curtis Sliwa, who got the Republican nomination quite easily. He won by 2-1 over his opponent. The apparent Democratic nominee and very likely winner in New York City will be Eric Adams, who is not a flawless politician, but he is on the more moderate side. He is a former police lieutenant and someone who has spoken up strongly during the campaign about the need to take crime seriously. If we don't, this is so much more an important issue than anything having to do with the details of voting regulation. This is a life and death issue, criminality and public safety for this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less. 800-391-8713. 800-391-8713. That's 800-391-8713.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.